Shehukru, Ikvanayu. Man di yomim v'sasa, when you find it, Ika. There'll be a mitzvah shamas azayda. Because right now, it got worth more. It's worth a shavapruta. Ulaman di yomim from the pasuk, Asher toivad, leka, you'll be pata. Fred Gemara, why? Ulaman di yomim v'sasa, but it's still habinin, Asher toivad. The leka, still it's a svara. That you have to go with the time when he lost it. When the owner lost it, if it wasn't worth a shavapruta, there's still a svara, he should be pata, he shouldn't have to return it. So the chura shouldn't be nafkamina. According to both of them, it has to be worth a shavapruta from the time when it was lost and the time when you find it. Smart says true, but the difference is like this: Ela pruta shehukra vehuzla vechazra vehukri kibanayu. Let's say an object that when the owner lost it, it was worth a sheva pruta. Then in between, prices went down and got worth less than a sheva pruta. And 2 days later, when you find it, prices go up again, and now it's worth a sheva pruta. This would be a nafkamina. Man diyom ashet toivad. That's the main thing. It's totally when it was lost. So I'll tell you, Ika. The maisa when it was lost, it was worth a sheva pruta. And when you find it now, it's also worth a shava pruta. That's a swear to have a mitzvah shava. But the chiddush is, Oman diyam umitzasa, the one that says ashen, the Ika word umitzasa, Rashi says, Havob yisei remashma, umitzasa kvar, it means like this, that, Binan, the ispe shava shir mitziya, mishas haveda v'yashas mitziya. The swear is said, it has to be worth a shava pruta from the time it was lost until you find it. So if any time in between this, when it was lost, the prices go down, it's not worth a sheva pruta, according to him, you depot, you wouldn't have to return it. But according to the other man, the Adash Adika, Asher Toivad, then it's mainly totally how it is, the Shasta was lost, and at the time when he found it. E Boilu, now he has the famous Shaila. Simonim Diraisa. That's what we know, there's a locha, if you lose something, and then somebody finds it, and you come and say, I have a simin, that we return it to you, is that Midiraisa? Midiraisa, if somebody just has a simin, that's enough of a proof that it really belongs to him. That either it's a shalom rishonim or midiraisa or dirabonin, or maybe it's only midirabonin. That means midiraisi we can't be saying the chan simonim either because we're afraid maybe he's a liar because maybe he'll just guess the simon, or else no, even if he's not guessing though, but maybe simonim is not enough of a proof. You can't tell with simonim. You yourself can be mistaken yourself. So that's a shiloh. Are we saying the chan simonim midiraisa to say no? We're not afraid. You're lying. You're telling the truth and you have exact, or else no, maybe it's only the midirabonin. My nafkamina, what's the difference? L'maisa, we return the Aveda. L'yadure get isha b'simonim. If the shliach loses the get, and now we find it, can give it back to the shliach b'simonim. That's nafkamina, get isha. Iyam with yiraisa. If you said the svarati b'simonim chasimonim is midiraisa, then madrinan, you'd return the get isha also midiraisa. The yam of the Talmud, the Rabbonin, it's only the Rabbonin, kiyavid Rabbonin the kant of Amoinoi. When the Rabbonin make at the corner, we return something with simonim by a mitziah, by momin. I will be through a lie, but a shalom is to the raisa by a get, maybe here we don't return it. So that's the shalom. Would we return a get to the isha, to the shliach, if she just gives us the money, or he gives us the money? Is that a swarm in the raisa? It's only a swarm in the rabbonin, that the rabbonin sent it by mom, like Rashi says, the hefka bez and hefka. By mom, the rabbonin always make it because the hefka bez and hefka. But in the raisa, by get, it won't help. So Moshe says, Toshima, come and bring your proof. It says, Na mishnaf hasim loise beklal kolelu. Voloma yotzis lakash levelemeluch. Mas simul, just like clothing. Miyuchedesh yeshlo simonim, it has simonim. Viyeshlo toivim, and the owner still wants it back. Chayv lahachris. Av kol dovesh yeshlo simonim, viyeshlo toivim. That the owner was not miyayish yet. Is chayv lahachris, you have to return it. So lechura, it's mashma with simonim you return. Mashma with dash in the posik simla. Lechura, it's mashma with simonim is iraisa. Tamara says, no, tona toivim mitzvuchlei. The main thing is toivim, that the owner was not miyayish yet. That the owner still wants it back. But simonim kedei nasbuk. Simonim is not the yikid rasha. Rashi says, "Kadei nafu means beloy mikra. It's not from the posik. El asamchinu akro biyama. It's only nesamachta biyama. But could be that will return with simonim. It's only midirabonin. Midiraisa will only return it with edim, not with simonim. So for now, Mishnah don't have a proof. Toshima, coming another proof. It says chamor b'simonim mukif that we return a chamor if you only have simonim on the saddle. So chutz mashmis simonim alone is enough. Moshe says, no. What the price meant before was be edim yukif. If you have edim that this saddle belongs to you." So Mela will return the Chamar also. But you maybe have to come on to Edim, Simonim is not enough. Toshma, it says the Pasuk, V'oyi imoch ad the Rosh Hachicha. The Avedah should stay by you until your brother comes and claims it. The Rosh Hachicha I say, that the Mora v'chisala adaitcha shid nenu loy kodim shid rishenu. Would I think that you return it to somebody unless he gives you, unless he seeks it? But what does the Pasuk mean, ad the Rosh Hachicha? Ela means like this, when you return the Avedah, dosheyu, you have to check him out. Im ramayu oyein ramay. Make sure the person that's claiming it now is not a robber, is not a liar. You have to check him out to make sure he's telling the truth. That's really his. So how do we check him out? My lab is simonim. Don't we check him out to ask him? Tell me. Give me a sign. Let me see if it's really yours or not. Mr. Law, maybe there's no proof, maybe be Edim. We only check him out. He has to bring Edim that this object belonged to him. But if he only has the proof, Simona, maybe that's not enough. Toshima coming here. It says, Ain me Edim, you can't say this. If you know somebody was mace, a husband, a man would die, so you want to say this to his wife, that your husband died. Say me Edim, Elo, a parts of upon him, imachotif. If you only say this, you saw the face with the nose. Afo pi shiyeshimoni begufa the caliph. Even though there are simonim, even though there's simon in the guf, or the clothing is wearing, that's not enough. You could only say edis if you saw the whole face with the nose. So shema min l'chura simonim lavdi raisa. Says he can't be semich on simonim. Says if you have simonim upon his body, that's not enough. You have to be able to see the face. So Mar says, I'm going to tell you like this. Gufa, that's what it says, simonim gufa is no good. It means the aruch the guts. Just means we're tall or short. That's not called a good simon. Like Rashi says, "Shein jeh simonim, sha'abi aruchim." For great, there are a lot of tall people, a lot of short people. But just not to say I saw a tall man, that's not enough to say this. It could be simonim is the eraisa. But just to say I saw a tall dead man there, you can't go home and tell the wife your man, your husband is dead because you saw a tall man. Just because you saw a tall man doesn't mean it's the husband. So that's no good. But if you have real simonim, maybe that would be good. Or else, Caleb. If you say simonim, I know that's your, that I saw your husband dead there with the famous blue shirt he always has. So here you have the simon, it was his shirt. Someone has to know it's not a good simon. Why? The chashin l'shayla. True, it was your husband's shirt. But maybe your husband borrowed it to somebody else, and the person died and I was wearing it. So that's why it's not a good simon. But maybe on regular simonim, maybe simonim you would be semichon. For the Gemara, I chashin l'shayla, if you're afraid about shayla, people lend something to somebody else. So sol chamor b'simonim mukif, heichem adrinim. So if you give a simon that the saddle belongs to you, how do we return the chamor to you? Maybe you lent your saddle to somebody else, and it's on somebody else's chamor. So how could we return the chamor because of the saddle if we're afraid people lend out the kelim? I'm going to tell you like this. Ukif leshuli inshi. True. Regular clothing maybe yes, but not a saddle. The saddle of a chamor people don't lend out to other chamorim because mishum damaska, le'el chamra, it'll like ruin, it'll hurt the chamor. In other words, you have to have a perfect fit. A saddle on the chamor has to be a perfect fit. So what's good for your chamor is no good for somebody else. It'll make him sore, it'll make a sore there. So therefore, an uk if you don't lend out. Then chamor is not a shirt, it could be you do lend out one to another. So from here you have no proof. He boys him, the says, Caleb, that we say he can't give simonim on stam somebody's shirt, is v'chiyur v'smuki. Stam you say it was white, say it was red. That's not a good simon. Because a lot of people have white shirts. Can't stam say, I know your husband died because I saw a dead man there with a white shirt. Hey, true, your husband wears white shirts, but other people also wear white shirts. That's not called a simon at all. But maybe if you have good simon, then maybe that would be good. So here we have no proof. Ella, bring another proof. Ella, hold the time of that we learned. Motzu kosher bekis. You find something tied up in the wallet. Oy biyarnaki. Because you find something tied up in an anarchy in a wallet, of atabois, or with a ring, oy shemotzu ben kalif. Or you find it between your own kalim. So Afil was man ruv, even though you find it a long time from now, still it's kosher, still it's good. So Rashi said, it's going on shliach hamevi get, or shliach that's bringing a get, giving a get to somebody else's wife. To Yovel and then, when the shliach lost the get, and later, leachas man motzo, then he finds his get tied up between a kish shaloi or nanaki, or else between his own kalim. So it says there, the what, that if he gives simonim, so we say it's his get that he lost, and therefore the get is still good, we're not afraid of belonging to somebody else, he's allowed to use his get. Now, if you're going to tell me, Chashin and Lashayla were afraid that maybe people lend things to somebody else, Kimotza kosher kiss, even if you find this get tied up to your own kiss, your own wallet, on my kosher, why is it get kosher? Neches Lashayla, maybe you lent your wallet to somebody else and it fell for somebody else. I'm going to tell you, kiss v'yanaki v'tabas d'mashli inshi. People don't lend this out to other people. Kiss v'yanaki mishum d'mesamne, because it's a private thing. Rashi's menachshi. It's no good. People don't give away their wallets. Because it's a bad mazel if you give away your wallets. Those rings mean the signet they used to sign on. You don't give away your signet to somebody else, they'll sign a false for you. So these things people don't lend. Therefore, if you find your get between these simonim, then it's a proof it belongs to you. There could be stam kelim, we are afraid for shaila. So the kids from Yahweh Shaila is Simonim Diraisa the Rabbanim. So Mar says, let's say it's a Machlekes Tanoim. Tell the Locha, ain't Miidin al Ashuma, we don't say Edis upon Ashuma. Rashi says, Miidin al Isha, Liyasiya, the Yomru Simonim Hoyabu. You want to say this lady like is over Bat Smitzvah, she's already 12 years old. So she has to have Simonim. So you can't say she has Cyrus there, Hoyabu, Shuma, Be'er, Pleni. Oh, maybe Lav Dafka, Gedolus Tan. Hamida Malisha Sam Lalasia. For Yom Islam, you could be Sam Nanalas Gdoila. She said you want a Shliach to marry an Isha for you, and you give the Shliach a Simon who the Isha is. So you want to tell her, Hamida Malisha Lasia Yom Simon Hoyabo, Shuma Biagaploini. She has like a ward growing on a finger, on her arm. That's what he give her. So Ain Midin, that's not a good Simon. Yes, that's a good simon. If you say there's a wart, something growing on a skin someplace, that's a good simon. So my love isn't the b'hok v'ifuk. This is the machlokes over here. The Tanakam is sabis simon and the rabbonim. That's if you sanuch hasimonim zonim the rabbonim. So maybe we can't use it to marry an isha. Here it's a shalim d'iraisa. We have to know that that's the lady you want to marry. It's time to give such a simon is no good. Yes, it could be sanuch hasimonim. Simonim is d'iraisa. All right, turn over. Could be no, that's not the machlokes here. Everybody holds simonim as iraisa. Here the shalom, the same type of the growth is a motzi with somebody the same gil born the same time you were. Therefore, stam shum is not called a good simon because anybody was born the same time could also have the same type of the growth. No, a shum doesn't come upon people the same time. So therefore, it's called a good simon. So it could be everybody holds simonim as iraisa. The only question is this called a good simon or not? He boy same the kuli yama shum ain't a mitzvah ben gila. Shum is not mitzvah by a ben gila. V'ocha b'simonim asun l'shtanas l'achamisach mefagay. Here's a shell, this change l'achamisach or not. Masa b'simonim asun l'shtanas l'achamisach. V'masa b'simonim ain't asun l'shtanas l'achamisach.
So again, so it's mashmir in the time of the shayla was that the husband died. And we want to say this here again. V'ocha b'ein ma'midim al shumo is, and V'loza ben Muhammad says midim. Here again, it's a shayla about the cases where the husband died. And Adis want to come, not to say Adis, tell the wife that we saw the way your husband died. So then now they saw it on the mace, they saw the body, there was a shumah, there was a growth. So it's a machlokes, that's a good simon. Not the Gemara is saying now, could be everybody held some money, with the raisa. And here the shaila is, do we say that a growth changes after l'achamisa or not? That's a machlokes. That's called simon also in lishtan of l'achamisa, kamiflagi. Then the Gemara says, you bought your same, another terrorist, I'll tell you, the kuliyam everybody holds shumah, ain't not to you lishtan of l'achamisa. No, a growth does not change on the body l'achamisa. So what's the machlokes here? And I'll tell you, the simonim d'rabbonin. However, the simonim by itself does not help me d'iraisa. So therefore, really, with simonim, you cannot say that you know this is the mace that died to be mata the wife. But what's the machlokes over here? The shuma simon muvuk hu kemiflagi. Here is the machlokes, is a shuma called a special type of a simon muvuk or not? That even the old simonim is lav d'iraisa, but a special simon, a simon muvuk, that for sure is me d'iraisa. Therefore, ma'asava shuma simen muvuk. One holds yes, the shuma is called the simen muvuk. For ma'asava shuma lav simen muvuk, and that's not called the simen muvuk. Omar Rabba, so Rabba says like this: Im tim talen. If you want to tell me that simonim lav the iraisa, simonim is not the iraisa. If so, heichim mahadrina naivedosai. This simonim, how then do we return an aveda with simonim? Like if you tell me with the iraisa, we're afraid the simon is not enough of a sign. Maybe you guessed it. Maybe you're lying. So how lamaisa did Rabbanim makel and say we could trust the simon? Like why? Gemara says first of all the nichalei lamaitza aveda, the person that finds the aveda is happy with this takana. To neheder b'simonim that he should be able to return the aveda if somebody gives him a simon. Why? Ki heicha d'chiov the leili didei. Because if he himself ever loses an aveda himself, the nichalei is namin ahadre lei b'simonim. People will return it to him with a simon. Therefore, the person that finds the Aveda right now is happy to return it to somebody with a simon. So Gemara says, Omalei Rav Safra the Rav, or Safra said back to Rav, V'chiyodem oise toivu liyatzmoi, v'momin sheni shaloi, could a person do a toivu for himself, like v'momin, it's not his. Like, it's true, you would be happy about it. But it's not your Aveda, it's not your lost. You're finding somebody else's Aveda. So we have to think how the owner of the Aveda would feel. We shouldn't care about how the person that found it feels, we should rather care about how the person that that lost it. Gemara says true. Ela nichalei labal aveda lenehev simna olimishkalei. That the bal aveda, the one that lost the aveda, he's also happy with this type of takana. That if he just comes with a simin, he'll receive it back. Why? Because neidi yedi, he knows the edim left it. Listen, I don't have any edim right now. So if I'm not going to get it back with simonim, how would I get it back? Well, Meim Rama, therefore, he says to himself, kuliyal loyadi simonim avokim vidor. Not everybody knows this simonim like I know it. So therefore, v'ano yehivno simonim avokim, I'll give the best type of simonim that I have, dido, v'shakanu, and I'll take it. That's the svar why the Rabbanim will make it to say we're allowed to return an aveda with simonim, because the owner for sure is nicha with this. Samara says, if so, elohod, it's not, that's what we learned. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Echad Haloiva, we had before, that Echad Haloiva Mishloisha, if one loiva, one Reuven borrowed money from three different people. So we have these three shtoris, all the shtoris said that Reuven borrowed money, one from Shimon, one from Yehuda, one from Levi. So Lachari is Yach to the loiva, we give the all three shtoris back to the loiva. Since they're found together and there's one loiva, most probably he's the one that lost it. What about Shloisha Shalovim and Echad? If three people borrowed the money from one malva, and we find these three shtoris together, so we have before Yach to the malva, we return these three shtoris to the malva, because Chutz HaSimon fell from him. So where is the question, of how the meter is, like we're returning it because of this simon. So where is the question, is it a svar over here? You want to tell me, nichale le loiva, li hadur le malva? Is it a svar that the loiva would want that they should be returned to the malva? Like why? The loiva doesn't want to lose out money. So in such a case, the loiva for sure would rather that the shtar stay by whoever found it, and it should not be returned to the malva. So alchemy, we have such a locha, that when you find the three shtars that have one malva on them, from three different loivas, we say, like it fell from the malva, we give it back to him. Here there's no svarah, the loiva should agree. So where it says, Omale, I'll tell you, Hosam svarahu. True, in this case, it's not really because of simonim that we're returning it. But it's a svarah over here. Like this, Echad ha-loiva mishleishom. If one person, one loiva, borrowed from three different people, yach to the loiva. It's a svarah, we should return these three shtaris to the loiva. Tegabe loiva shchichi. Because by the loiva, it's shchiach, like it happens. In other words, since there's one loiva that borrowed from three different people, so he has three shtaris, they're all under his name, so it's shchiach, it's probably that it should be found from him, like he lost it, he had all three of them. Galbi malva lo shchichi, but what is the malva doing with these three shtaris? Like each malva, the different people. One Reuven borrowed, true, from Shimon, from Levi, from Yehuda. So how can we find all three shtaris together? It's not mistaken it fell from Levi or Shimon. It's rather it fell from Reuven. Here it's a svara, not because of simonim. Here's Shema Amin, if it's a proof, like me, Leiva Nochle, fell from the Leiva. The same thing the opposite way. Shloisha Shalova Miyechad, of three people borrowed money from one Malva, so there's one Malva on these three stories. Yachsel the Malva, then we should return all these three stories to the Malva. The Gabi Malva Shchichi, because by the Malva we understand why these three stories, what they're doing there. The Gabi Leiva Le Shchichi, by the Leiva it's not Shchich, because they're three different Leivas. Here the kids who are not going after Simonim, true, our Simonim wouldn't be a Svara to return it. But the reason why we're returning it is because there's a new svara that the three shtaras have the same loiva's name. It fell from the loiva. If they have the same malva's name, then they fell from the malva. All right, we'll stop here. We're holding up Chof Ches Amar Aleph on top. So again, we're in the middle of the shaila now. If simonim is the iraisa mid rabbanon, we're in the middle of the shaila.